Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health on AM 360. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. With the name of the most gracious, most merciful, the creator of everything. You bear witness that there is no God but him, and that Prophet Muhammad is his last servant and messenger to us all. We'd like to thank you for joining us this afternoon, this evening, on AM 360 on Optimal Health. And we thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us. It is indeed an honor to come before you each and every week to share information about Optimal Health and why people are sick. Why people are sick. Brother and sister, as we say every week now, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemicals to which we expose ourselves to will affect our cells, behavior, and their structure in the following three ways. Number one, they will cause pH imbalance and iron loss. Number two, it will fill our blood with impurities. And number three, it will make us violate the pH rules, the natural law, the laws of physics, and the rules of health. Brother and sister, these are the reasons why a person would be sick. A person is not sick because they do not have a specific drug in their system, a specific dietary supplement in their system, or a specific herbs in their system. Also, a person is not sick because they need some acupuncture intervention or chiropractic adjustment, even though some people may need those. A person is sick because they did not protect their DNA from harm, and they violated the law of intuition, the pH rule, the iron rule, the speed law, the natural law, the laws of motion, and the rules of health. That's why the person is sick. And they didn't know probably nothing about these rules and laws. But not knowing about them is not enough. You must learn about these rules and these laws because most diseases are preventable. And there are no incurable diseases. It's up to the person who has the disease. So, brother and sister, welcome to a new episode of Optimal Health on AM360. We have an excellent show outlined for you today. And we hope you stick around and take a moment to call someone and invite them to join us. We have some excellent information that we'll be sharing. And this information is going to be about the health of the breath. Breath health. Very important topic, brothers and sisters. The health of the breath. We have all kind of issues. People have all kind of issues with their breath. And they don't have a clue what's causing the problem. Tumor in the breath, cancer in the breath, all kind of other conditions affected. So today you're going to get the truth about the health of the breath and what it takes to be healthy. So brother and sister, take a moment to call someone you love, a family member, an associate, a friend, someone who might be having an issue with their breath. They want to get the truth about it, the root cause, and how to keep it healthy and to prevent these problems. Most diseases are preventable. You don't have to deal with the disease at all, trying to cure it, trying to treat it. You don't have to worry about it. So take a moment to call someone. As we open the mic of our guest, our returning guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, is here with us today. We're going to open her mic. Then we're going to take a short break. How you doing, Ms. Rita?
I'm fine. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters.
Well,
we have a show
up
for you. We, as my brother said, we are going to learn the truth about the health of our breath. The health of our breath, which we all need to know. So I'm delighted to be sharing that truthful information with everyone today.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. We're going to be ready to get started here in just a moment. We're going to take a short break, but we want our listeners to please call someone, ask them to join us. This information we'll be sharing today, you won't find it anywhere else. It is because we're a student at the American School of Symptomatology, a teaching institution that teaches people, especially those who want to be healthy, how to correct their dietary mistakes and their lifestyle mistakes so their cell will be in a position to self-correct, self-regulate, and self-perpetuate in cleaner blood with more oxygen. This is the objective, brothers and sisters, to prevent any disease, any and all diseases. We just gave you the formula. We just gave you the formula. Now we have a teaching institution called the American School of Symptomatology, teaching people, those people who want to be healthy. You're not going to worry about those, the other people. But those people who want to be healthy, now they have a place to go. So please call someone, ask them to join us, and they won't be disappointed. So we're going to take a short break, so please do not go anywhere at all. We'll be right back. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guests, and this is Optima Health on AM 360. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Supreeta Hadi, host of Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, our recurring guest, a certified St. Thomas Jay Health Coach, and also a student at the American School of Syntonometry, just completing her master degree, brothers and sisters, at the American School of Syntonometry. The American School of Syntonometry is a teaching institution. We want to make this point clear. There's a new science called symptometric science. It is underpinned by the science that the Almighty used to establish this creation, to put everything into motion. Physics, classical physics, atomic physics, nuclear physics, all of these, and quantum physics, all of these different physics that symptometry used to put this science together, as well as the 16 different other disciplines of science. So we can say that symptometry is the most scientific yet natural method of reversing and preventing diseases. The most scientific and the most natural method of preventing and reversing diseases. And we have this information available for us, brothers and sisters, a school that have been doing research for decades now, uncovering the causes of diseases. Not just studying disease, but uncovering their cause, the cause of diseases. That's the key. Etiology, the cause of diseases, not just studying them, pathology. Going to the source. Every disease has a source, brothers and sisters, just like every river have a source. It come from somewhere. It didn't come out of nowhere. It came from somewhere. And we just mentioned the most important thing that will produce a disease. What we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemicals to which we expose ourselves to will affect ourselves and their behavior and their structure in those three ways. That's not going to go away, brothers and sisters, not going to change. And it's our responsibility to protect our DNA, protect ourselves, and remove blood impurities. It's our responsibility, no one else. The Almighty gifted us with this human body. It is our responsibility to take care of it. That is the first rule to health, believe it or not. But brother and sister, we're not going to waste any more time today. We're going to have our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, to share some very important information about the health of the breast. And we hope you have many questions afterwards. You won't get this information no place else, brother and sister. Trust me. No place else. So you're at the right place at the right time. You get scientific information that can help you and your family and your loved one almost immediately if you begin to use it. It's for those people who want to be healthy. Assalamu alaikum, Ms. Rita.
Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction. Brothers and sisters, we live in a toxic world, a predatory world, misinformation world, that we are so confused that we don't know the right from wrong. We're here to teach you what you need to know about your breast health. You know, we all have breasts, whether you're a man or a woman. But women, it shows, but men also have breasts. And let me give you the CDC statistics. Every year, 240,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer. 2,000 men are also diagnosed with breast cancer. And African Americans have a higher rate of death with breast cancer than any other group. So brothers and sisters, no matter who you are, we have information that you can use today after we finish the breast information. So what do we know about our breast health? I don't think we do know much. All that we do is to hear from the social media, but we're here with scientific facts to show to really help you understand what your breast health is all about. You know, one thing I want you to know today, the first thing is we're going to learn about epithelium, and I'm going to spell it, E-P-I-T-H-E-L-I-U-M. Epithelium. Okay, epithelium is a covering layer. It covers the skin of the breast and is called squamous epithelium. Every structure, duct and lobe in the breast is covered by a layer of epithelium. And this breast is extremely dense and tightly packed with fatty tissues, capillaries, lymphatic vessels, and glands. Okay? First of all, to get to the source of all breast problems, it is advisable for us to focus on the word epithelium that I just talked about. What is an epithelium? Epithelium are mostly made of water, salt, and oil. And you know oil and water do not mix. Yet our cells add salt to them to produce an epithelium. Since helium does not last, the epithelial cells must replace the epithelial tissue every week or two. And this mechanism is called diffusion. D-I-F-F-U-S-I-O. What is diffusion? Diffusion is the only mechanism by which epithelium must renew itself. And you know, the cells in our body needs to be renewed itself for you to grow, to do anything. So your breast health should
should renew itself through diffusion. So the question you're going to say is, what is diffusion, Ms. Rita? It is an important topic I want you to know. Epithelium that we talked about, the cell receive nutrients and resources, and they also eliminate waste through diffusion. That makes diffusion a process, and it is the branch of energy called force, power, strength, and pressure that facilitate the process of tissue renewal. As I said, your tissue renewal should be renewed once or twice every time, okay, weekly, for you to have the tissue renewal. Again, I'm going to add this fact to it. The red bone marrow produces lymphocytes to break down the lymph and destroy bacteria, viruses, while macrophages in the breast remove sludge. But let me also emphasize, if you use antibiotics, it's going to destroy your macrophages, which you need in your breast. Without that, if you take antibiotics, it destroys the macrophages that you need in your breast. And a lot of women take antibiotics, and they don't know that it is destroying the tissues in their breast. Therefore, to remain healthy throughout their life, it is important that the lymphocytes and the macrophages are constantly working and the diffusion is taking place in both breasts. What do we talk about diffusion? I said diffusion is a mechanism where the epithelial tissue has to renew itself every week or two. They have to renew yourself every week constantly. And if you are taking antibiotics, you are destroying the diffusion process. So all I'm saying is that if you are taking that, you are already losing the battle with your renewal. And with that renewal, you're going to have some breast issue. With that renewal of the epithelium cell, you're going to have some breast issues. And a lot of women do not know that. Why? Because they do not have diffusion, and because their macrophages are being destroyed by antibiotics, these are some of the anomalies that you're going to find. And a lot of women go through that. And I went through that myself before I came to Centometry. So I'm giving a testimony of what you need to do if you want to have a good breast health. And I do have it now, but before I came to Centometry, I did not. Let me show you some of the things that if you do not have diffusion happening, if you are taking antibiotics, that is destroying your macrophages. Because why? The macrophages remove the sludge, the debris from your breast. That is what we will do. It renews it. So if you are taking antibiotics and it's destroying it, it means that the debris from your breast is still there. So what is going to happen to you? This is what is going to happen. You're going to have breast pain. You're going to have swollen breasts. You will also sometimes have abscess in the breast. You might have a boil in the breast. You might have some oozing pus coming out of the breast. You might have oozing milk. When a woman is not pregnant, you might be oozing milk. Okay? Your breast is tender. Your nipples are sore. Your nipples ooze blood. The quality of the breast milk, if you are breastfeeding, is so poor that the baby refused to suck it. Itchy breasts are in the breast. Ulcers in the nipples. Itchy nipples. Calcification in the breast. Extremely large breast and tiny breast. Or breast milk not flowing to the baby.
Like when I had my first, I could not breastfeed because my breast felt, my menstrual was not flowing. So I have to go to the bottle, which was a mistake. Again, we have the power to maintain our breast health throughout our lives. Taking antibiotics, you are destroying the diffusion process that should keep your breast healthy. So please, I will not recommend antibiotics for anyone. And I stopped taking them years ago. Okay. So when people blame estrogen for breast problem, it's misguided. The real problem that I'm talking about is excess fat and diffusion. Okay? You know, excess fat and diffusion. If your breast epithelium cells are not diffusing and your macrophages are being destroyed by you, you're going to have a problem. And that is not the cause of anybody. It is you who is destroying your own healthy breast. You, not your doctor, not your husband, not your children. It is you as an individual that is destroying your breast health. Okay. So let me tell you three things that we need to avoid as a woman or as anybody. The first one, the major problem, is saturated fat. Cooking with olive oil and the coconut oil and palm oil and all those fatty oils is not doing anything for you. One. Number two, consumption of alcohol and pressure. And I'll go over each one of these separately. The three things that diffusion faces, not being able to renew every week, and also taking antibiotics would also destroy your macrophages. They're supposed to remove debris from your breast. You need to know that food that you need to avoid. As my brother said, it is what we eat that makes us sick or healthy. Butter. Butter should be avoided. Unsalted butter should be avoided. Margarine should be avoided. Nuts should be avoided. Beef tallow. Beef fat, you know, beef that is, you know, have a lot of fat. If you buy lean meat, you should be buying lean meat. Not if you have fat, it needs to be removed before you cook it. And again, we recommend that you cook it more than an hour, but that's fine. You need to cook it to do the work. So again, Syntometer will show you when you attend our school how to cook your meat. Lard. Lard are rich in saturated fat, and lard are found in pork. So if you eat a lot of pork, you are contributing to the fat in your breast. So food to avoid, I've given to you butter, nuts, lard. Okay, those are the food you should avoid. Why should you consume less saturated fat? If, you know, sources of saturated fat increase the production of bad cholesterol. When you go to the doctor, they give you the good cholesterol called HDL, which is high-density lipoprotein, and then they give you a number for bad cholesterol, which is low-density lipoprotein. You should be producing more of the high-density lipoprotein, which is the good cholesterol, not the bad cholesterol. Okay, and also if you have saturated fat, it also causes drag and resistance that toxic metals tend to trap in the fatty tissue that causes tumors and cancers. As I told you, 240,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer every year and 2,000 men. and we can avoid it if we try. The next one, we talk about food to avoid. The next one is alcohol. Alcohol. Why do we recommend to stay away from alcohol? They are toxic metals in the alcohol because the copper and other metal with which the fermenting vessel is made leach into the alcohol during fermentation. Then the fermented acetaldehyde in alcohol denature the enzyme. And remember, with that, your body cannot function with enzymes. And if you drink alcohol, it will denature the kinase and cyclin, that the two enzymes will not be able to divide. And if you can divide, your body will not function. Your body needs enzymes. And alcohol denatures. It destroys the enzyme that your body is supposed to be working with. Okay? And again, if you drink the alcohol, the fermented acetaldehyde will also denature the pancreatic lipase and internal lipase that digest fat. And if you destroy that, it means that you know it will prevent it will prevent the fat globule from accumulating around the organs to cause fatty liver, fatty degeneration, and kidneys. And if these fat are found in your retina, you will have all kinds of retinal issues. So that is why Centometry does not recommend a woman who wants a healthy breast consume alcohol. It denatures your enzyme. So ladies, and even gentlemen, alcohol is not good for us, and we need to avoid that. Women are diagnosed with cancer year after year, and they wonder if God brought it to them. No, we brought it on ourselves because we are not doing what we need to do. Saturated fat, we need to consume less of it. We need to avoid alcohol because it denatures your enzyme. Without your enzyme, your body doesn't work. Okay, so what are we going to, okay, there's also pressure that you need to know. Atmospheric pressure during bad weather, changes in the pressure in the ocean or high altitude can stop diffusion also in a woman's breast. So the three things I talked about was saturated fat, alcohol, and pressure in the atmosphere, okay? And extremely high altitude can stop diffusion. And you need diffusion to happen on a weekly basis on your renewal for you to have a healthy breast. And without that, you're going to have all the issues that I talked about. So what percentage of fat are we supposed to consume in our bodies? What percentage? According to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, one-third of our body must be made of fat. One-third. But the person who's been consuming a lot of saturated fat will have bad cholesterol. And the elevated bad cholesterol that goes on for years should never be taken lightly. The harbinger of things to come like a fatty liver, fatty degeneration of the kidney, fatty degeneration of the heart, fat in the red bone marrow causing bone marrow failure. We need fat in our bodies because it is a major source of energy. Also, fat allow our hypothalamus to properly regulate our body temperature. There's a lot of fat between our skin and our bones. During skin surgery, fat is seen immediately. Our buttocks, our thighs, and our calves, and our heels are packed with fat. But what kind of fat are we supposed to be consuming? And I'm going to show you three types of fat that is out there. And when you go to your grocery shop, you need to look at it. There are three types of fat. They have the monounsaturated fat, the polyunsaturated fat, and saturated fat. Okay? Studies have shown that when we have eggs, okay, when we have eggs that are done, it gives us a different amount of yolk, of fat in the yolk, okay? For instance, there's only 28% of fat in yolk, which is close to one-third of the content that we need in our body. But the rest of the fat, 70%, is monounsaturated fat and polyunsaturated, meaning good fat to produce hormones. How much fat are we supposed to have in our body? We're supposed to have only 28% of saturated fat in our bodies. But those people that eat butter, nuts, cook with lard and taro, they have 70% saturated fat. 70%. Our body says we need only 30%. So when we eat all the food that you consume with that has a lot of fat in it, we are not doing our bodies any good, because we're saying that, okay, come on, sickness, I'm going to, if you don't get it today, it will come later on. In terms of strokes, in terms of, you know, basically things that you do have, and we need to make sure that the fat content in our body is not more than 20%. Okay. And let me tell you the difference between what we need in our body and what plants need in our body. The difference between human and animal that we are not supposed to have fat in our epithelium, in our retina, in our blood, because we do not live in the wild. Animals need fat because they live in the wild, and they need it to cover themselves. They need the fat. Humans do not need that much fat, okay? So, therefore, animals need more insulation than we do. We live in houses. We don't live in the wild. So, and the breast is not muscle mass. It is fatty tissue. It is so dense that it may take some women 20 to 50 years to feel an anomaly in their left or right breast. Therefore, assuming that nothing abnormal is happening in the breast may not be an assessment of what is happening below the surface of the epithelium. Anomaly normally are cumulative, okay? And most anomaly take decades to rise to the surface or to be felt or noticed. Has your diffusion been taking place in the different epithelium, in the ducts, in the breast, or the lung pain will not have been felt in the breast? If you are having diffusion on a weekly basis that we are supposed to have, you will not have breast lumps. You will not have the breast pain. You will not have that because your body is functioning normally. You're eating the 30% saturated fat. You are not drinking alcohol. And also the pressure that we talk about in the atmosphere, you are minimizing or avoiding it. You'll be able to know that the breast that you have is healthy. Okay. Pharmaceutical drugs. Changes in your diet. You know, a lot of water have never jump-started diffusion in the epithelium. Therefore, the anomalies in a woman's breast are being targeted for treatment, such as that happened with radiation and chemotherapy, which is underlying causes of the anomaly. But the underlying cause of the anomaly is the lack of diffusion and the absence of lymphocytes and macrophages, that will be missed completely. Completely. If you're not having diffusion on a weekly basis, no chemotherapy or radiation is going to help you, because it's just a cover. The underlying cause is the diffusion and the absence of macrophages, which I talked about, that if you take an antibiotic, the macrophages that you need in your breast will be gone, because the macrophage is supposed to remove the debris, the dirt in your breast. So if it's not happening, it is there, and eventually it will catch up with you in a form of some anomaly. So do we have the power to change our destiny about our breast health? Yes, we do. It depends on what we eat and what we consume and what we breathe into our bodies. Okay? You cannot say that breast disease run in the family. That is a no, 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 no. Just because your parents made a mistake doesn't mean that you are going to make the same mistakes. People say, oh, breast cancer is hereditary. My mom got it. My sister got it. No, no. They made some mistakes. Now your eyes are being opened so that you do not make the same mistake that they did. You're going to stop drinking alcohol. You're going to stop taking antibiotics that the doctor will push on you for every sniffle that you have and say, no, I don't need it because it's going to compromise my breast health. These are the kind of discussion you need to be having with your doctor, not go, you know, go get radiation and then you run and get it. They say do mammogram that you run. Do you know the radiation that you get into your body? I used to be a mammogram nut. Now I don't do mammograms because it's the nature of my enzymes, and my body needs enzymes to survive. But they force you to take mammogram, and everybody goes like a sheep, and they take it. What about the radiation that is destroying your body? So all I'm just saying is that it is within our power to have a healthy breast health. And again, the three things I want you to take away with me, and anybody who have any questions, what is an epithelium? What is diffusion? What happens if you do not have a healthy diffusion? If your epithelium are not renewing itself every week, it means that your diffusion process is not being done. These things are what your doctor should be sharing with you, but they're not going to do that. Okay? Why do you need macrophages in your breast? And knowing that antibiotics destroy macrophages, that cleans the debris in your breast. It cleans it up. So if macrophages are gone, your breast is full of dirt, debris, and it's going to cause sludge and pain. And that's why women have all kinds of breast issues. Again, I'm just saying that what we eat, what we consume, and what we smoke is going to be part of our breast health, and it's up to us to change what we eat and what we consume. We only need 30% of fat in our body, not 70%. We need to know that if we consume a lot of saturated fat, you're going to have problems with your liver eventually when they are not able to produce globulins to move the fat around your body. That will cause you to have low density liver protein, which is bad cholesterol. Your body needs good cholesterol. And all depends on what we eat. So it is up to us, And I'm just inviting you guys to come to American School of Symptometry, where you can learn about your health, about your breast health, which is so important. As an African-American woman, I want the world to know that we can make changes to our breast by what we eat, what we consume, and what we breathe into our system. So if anybody have any questions, Brother Saheed, if you want to add anything to make, please go ahead and add it, what you need to have on the breast health.
Ms. Reedy did an excellent job. I'm following along, and we hope our listeners have some questions. We're going to take a short break, but before we do, if you have a question for our guests, please press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question or even make a comment. Anyone you know that have breast issues, we want to get to the bottom of it. And that's why we're sharing this information on Optimal Health on this program. So people won't be having to guess about what to do. We're giving the truth, the total truth about the breast of the health, the health of the breast. This is what we're doing. So we hope you have questions so you can get your question answered. We're sharing facts of life. These are the facts, brothers and sisters. And she gave some startling statistics about those people who be diagnosed with breast cancer, both men and women, every year. And, you know, we are at the top of the list. We need to change that. And we can't keep doing the same thing every year and expect a different result. Most of our people are sick or dying or both. Sick and dying, and no one is coming to save us. So we have the information that we need. We need to institute it. We need to practice it. We need to put it to work. We need to use the information. Just talking about it isn't enough. We have to begin to use the information, apply the information we're talking about. It must be applied. We have method to renew, just jumpstart the renewal of the epithelium. That's our responsibility. Our body, our health is our responsibility, not the doctor, not your mother, not your father, not your spouse, not your children. It is your responsibility. You were gifted with this human body that afford us to have life on this planet. We have to learn how to take care of it. It is our responsibility. There's no getting around it. No one is coming to save us. So we hope you have questions. We're going to take a short break. And please, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll see it. We'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question or make a comment. So, brothers and sisters, we have plenty of time left. You still can take a moment to call someone, ask them to join us on the remainder of our program called Optimal Health on AM 360. Brothers and sisters, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Families, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages,
Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We'd like to ask you to connect with us at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share a comment at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CWSure. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura Conference, at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You are listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. So, brother and sister, if you have a question, I'm sure you have to have a question about all this excellent information, scientific, verifiable information that our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, shared with us this evening, that she shared with us this evening. I'm sure you have to have a question. I know she made it clear. She made it very clear, but you have to be able to ask a question to understand what epithelium is. There's 9 epithelium in the human body, 9 of them. And when they're not renewing themselves, we're going to have a problem in our organs, in our tissues, in our glands. Every organ, every tissue, every gland is lined with epithelium. And oftentimes, when we have a problem with the gland, it is because the epithelium has not been renewed in decades. There's not something wrong with the organ or the gland. It's the epithelium has not been renewed. The medicine will take it out. We'll take out the organ. We'll take out the gland. We'll take out your thyroid. We'll take out your adrenals. We'll take out all these different things when the epithelium has not been renewed in years. Which would be the problem, the underlying issue. Same thing will happen to your breast. Same thing. Epithelium must be renewed every week or two. And we block the renewal process based on what we are eating and drinking, exposing ourselves to alcohol, saturated fat, all these things, brothers and sisters. I know you have to have a question. Well, what food? She mentioned a few of them that we should avoid. But there's other food that we should give up, period, and never eat it again if we want to be healthy. So there's many women that go and have that mammogram done every year, which is good. That's fine. But they're not going to get to the root of the problem, brother and sister. We have to be knowledgeable of what's going on in our own body. Your doctor will never mention to you epithelium renewal. They will never mention diffusion. They will never mention how important it is for our body to produce good cholesterol, the liver to produce good cholesterol. You cannot consume saturated fat. And we're consuming too much of it. It's very, very important because these are the health rules. If you violate them, a disease will occur. You can pray about it. You can do all these things. It's not going to stop the disease if you violate the rules.
I know.
We must learn what the rules are. And that's what we're sharing on this program every week. You know, rules to health, pH rule, iron rule, speed law, rules, laws of physics, natural law. And we share them every week on this program.
Sure do. Before I came to St. Thomas.
Sure. Someone has to have a question, Ms. Rita. I know you did an excellent job.
It is so important. Breast health.
It is very, very important. Too many people are dying every year. Men with breast cancer, and they don't know why they had the breast cancer. Fat in the breast blocking epithelial renewal. No diffusion taking place. When I have micropodges to eat away the sludge, the garbage, the human body produces a lot of garbage. And the Almighty has produced everything and done everything for us to remove this garbage, but we keep messing up because we don't know. We've been misinformed, ill-informed. Now we're getting scientific, verifiable information, and people still are hesitant. So how do you jumpstart your diffusion? Some people should be asking that question because you can't do it with food. You can't do it with drugs. You can't do it with herbs. They don't work. So how do you jumpstart the renewal of your epithelium from this point? No one asking the question. And Ms. Rita shared how you do it, but I'm sure it went over everybody's head. We have to use subatomic particles that you always hear us talking about, but you ask no question about them. Only scintometry provide them. That's how you jumpstart the renewal process of the epithelium in your breath. This is how you jumpstart it.
Mm-hmm. Believe me.
Go right ahead, Ms. Reading.
Scintometry will help anyone with breast issues, but it has to come from you. It has to start from you. You need to say, hey, I'm not having my epithelium renewed every week, which I should. And because of what I'm eating, what I'm consuming, it's blocking it up. I'm also taking a lot of antibiotics. Believe me, antibiotics is not your friend. It destroys the macrophage. You need that breast. The debris needs to be removed. And if it's not, you have the anomalies, the oozing breath, the density is not with the oozing breath, your nipple sore and itchy nipples and all that stuff. Something is happening. And I know that I'm not the only one because I'm a woman. So I know, and I know some men also die from breast cancer. 2,000 of them every year. And we're here to share the information so that you'll be able to jumpstart your epithelium. Jumpstart, you know, how to remove to bring the macrophages back because you need them for breast health. But as soon as you go there, the doctor say, oh, my gosh, you have breast cancer, then you fall apart and you say, what happened? Why don't we try to prevent it? And if you do have it, scintometry will be there to jumpstart it for you, to help you.
So, brother and sister, you have a question? Just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. Well, you know, I can't make you ask questions.
Me either.
So I'm
just
so surprised
that we didn't have questions from the women.
Yes, we just want to make sure that they understand. Maybe they do understand. You know, no one wants to ask a question about eating nuts and see why that's not important, why that's not good to eat. Because they produce bad cholesterol.
They sure do.
That's what they do. Make us produce bad cholesterol, a cholesterol problem. Why we don't eat eggs? Same reason. We have a cholesterol problem and an enzyme problem. There's a substance in the egg that would cause us to produce far less enzyme than we need. Far less enzyme. Because it would interfere with the B vitamins but being used as cofactors, coenzyme. They won't work if we consume eggs. We started off our program by saying what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemical through which we expose ourselves to will affect our cells and their behavior and their structure. And we shared how that will happen. And this is why the person is sick. And this is why the person will stay sick. And their disease will get more and more chronic until their life is at stake. We have the ability to reverse our condition and the disease, to reverse it, to put things back to normalcy. That is our responsibility, to put things back to normalcy. If not, the disease is going to become so chronic until our life is at stake. This is what happens. This is the process, brothers and sisters. You've seen it happen. You witnessed it many times, I'm sure. Now we can do something about it. We can reverse this process, put things back to normalcy, because now we have the scientific, verifiable information we needed all the time. So, Ms. Rita, you did an excellent job.
Well, thank you so much.
Anybody have any questions for you?
Before I came to centometry, I used to go to my mammogram, but you know what? It's radiation. And it didn't
just
You're exposing yourself. And then before I go in there, I will have, you know, some, you know, breast something. And then I didn't understand why. Why am I? But when I go there, there's nothing wrong with my breast. It's all fine. The radiation was just killing my enzymes day and night. And when I stopped it, I'm fine. I mean,
well,
I help
right there,
the
We have a caller who raised their hand, 914-886. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us today on AM360.
Since I've been listening and following the diet of optometry and taking the molecules and the particulars, this will be my first year that I'm not doing that mammogram. I had breast cancer, I think almost 4 years ago, and I stopped taking the medication and found this entomology diet, and I feel so much better. And that medication I was taking was making me, was killing me, and I kept on telling the doctor, it's killing me. And I feel like I'm 80 years old. I couldn't walk. I couldn't eat. I couldn't smell. I put on 20 pounds. And since I stopped taking that medication, it's by your instructions and following the diet and cooking my food. And I'm not going to do the mammogram. I'm not going to see that oncologist, nor I'm going to see the surgeon. I'm not doing it.
Well, let me tell you something.
You are
that mammogram, the mammogram will help you because I was also going the mammogram right. Every year you say, come and do a mammogram. And you're going, I come and do a mammogram. You go, there's nothing wrong with you. There you go, and there's radiation after radiation. What are you doing to your enzymes in your body to help you live better? And when I start, I'm fine.
The mammogram, I think the last time I had a mammogram was in 1985. That was the first time I ever did it. I didn't do it again until 3 years ago when they found the cancer, and I've done it twice, and I'm not doing it anymore because I feel that it's just radiation, and it's not necessary for you to do that. You can examine yourself to find lumps of nodules in your tissue.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But you remember, sister, again, it is what we're eating and what we're consuming that will determine whether you have, you know, the lump in your breast or whatever. It is us, because if your epithelium are not being renewed, if diffusion is not being done, then you're going to have problems. It will turn into something else. So, you know, we as entomologists here to teach you, to train you, come to our school and learn about this basic science that we all need to know to live healthily on this planet. This planet has a lot of illusions, a lot of misinformation. Remember, they are in business to make money. But your health belongs to you, and you only. You are in the driver's seat, so you make the choice that our entomology will, even if you have cancer, we have the particulates and the molecules to really get to the bottom of why you have the cancer, so that you do not have the cancer return. If you don't have the cancer, do the things I just talked about.
Yes.
The food that you drink, the food, the alcohol that you're not supposed to drink if you want a healthy breast. The saturated fat, you only have 30% of saturated fat in your body. What kind of oil are you cooking with? All that is something you learn at American School of Entomology. So I really recommend that you take classes, because it has helped me tremendously to become a better person, a healthier person.
Absolutely.
And I will never go back to what I used to be, because I know that my life is in my own hands and nobody else. As my brother said, nobody's coming to save me. Nobody's going to save my sister. Nobody's going to save him. It is up to us. So thanks for sharing your stuff, but I know that there are a lot of people out there that do have information, and we're here to help you to say come to Centometry to learn about your health, your breast health. Health is different. You know, and health, what is health? You know,
could
health
you share something about the actual courses that you take, like, when you take these type of courses, you might not be doing it to get a master's degree or bachelor's degree, but just for information. Does the courses is like an hour a day or three times a week?
No.
You know.
Brother Saheed, go ahead. It's once a month.
Yeah, it's just once a month. The classes are usually once a month, and it usually lasts for an hour. The advanced classes might be a little bit longer. But the foundational courses and the specialty courses, they usually last for 1 hour, and they're usually from one time during the month. And you have an assignment to work on during the rest of the time. And you have information mm-hmm. that you'll be reading. You have a textbook you'll be reading from for the rest of the time. And you pretty mm-hmm. much go at your own pace,
mm-hmm.
and how you do it.
Exactly. And you know what, you have a textbook that you're going to read, and if you have any problem, you can go and look at it and ask questions in class, or, you know, Brother Saheed or me or whatever. I mean, we're here to help us live longer.
Absolutely.
We're here to say that, you know what, we can live longer, but we have to do three things: the food we eat, what we consume, and you know what, the air we breathe and everything else, those are the things that make us sick. So thanks for the question, but we're here. You know, it's not long, an hour before you know it, it's over, and you learn the basics of how to live in a toxic world, which we sure do.
You become a better person because of what you know. You become more valuable to your community and to your family because of what you know. No one is teaching this information that we have. in the American School of St. Thomas. No one is teaching it. Absolutely amazing.
And when you go to the doctor, you can talk to them in a way that they understand. They know that you know what you're talking about because you're going to ask them questions. So
you're not saying give up on the doctor. They have their purpose. Going to have an examination done. There's a purpose to that. And doctors are needed. They're always going to be accident, always going to be emergency. People are always going to be making mistakes and all these things. They are needed for that. But most of the time, we're not at the doctor. We need to know how to take care and live on this planet. Scientifically, live on this planet. Scientific cooking and scientific eating. We need to know these things. And the more people in our family know these things, the better we can help the future. Our children, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they don't know anything. They've forgotten everything because no one is teaching them. Someone else is teaching them. We know how to nourish the brain in order for them to learn better. Now, one is trying to help them to learn better by nourishing their brain, by taking care of their brain so they're prepared for learning. We send them to school. Are they prepared for learning? No, they're not, because of what we're feeding them. And they're just getting more trouble and more trouble and more trouble. When are we going to put an end to it? The only way we're going to put an end to it is that we change what we know. We have to become knowledgeable. And don't be falling in these booger traps. They have booger traps out there for us, and we're falling into them every day. Doesn't have to happen. Planet Earth is loaded with booger traps and illusion. They're everywhere. You've got to understand, healthcare is a billion-dollar business, maybe a trillion-dollar now.
A trillion-dollar business.
It's business, people. You can't overlook that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Javier, you have another question for us? We certainly appreciate your question and your comments and your testimony, basically.
Thank you for your question.
In order to stay on this type of path.
Yeah, we want more people to come. Yes.
To stay on this type of path of symptometry, being that, you don't come in contact with it no other time than if you tune into this radio station or speak to your coach, so there's nothing out here to influence you on how to maintain this lifestyle. So I think that what you're doing is that promoting the study of it individually, because there's nobody out here that's going to support it for you.
No.
Absolutely.
You're right. It's health belongs to you.
Yes, we have to do it. We have to be the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is going to do this for us. And we have the ability to change the way the world is, because if there's a disease anywhere in our body, sooner or later it become a mental illness. This is what's happening, brothers and sisters. Too many sick people in the world. And they're not getting better. So now the brain and the mind is impacted. Mentally ill people with weapons all over the world. This is what we see. Because they have symptoms and diseases, and they don't know what to do about them. They get more and more chronic until the person's life is at stake. So we have to understand and know that our instrument of change, the instrument of change, is a healthy brain and a healthy mind. That means we must cure all of our diseases. Because eventually, any disease is going to become a mental illness. It's going to affect our brain at some point in time. The body is interconnected, integrated, interrelated, and interdependent, operated as one biological unit. This is what we know from studying symptometry. So sooner or later, our brain is going to be affected by whatever disease we have. And we'll be making terrible decisions. And we'll become more forgetful. And eventually, Alzheimer's disease. You don't know your name, and then we
blame somebody else. So, Brother Saheed, I would like to, since you have a question, I would like to end on this note. before I go, that our health belongs to us. And
yes.
Our breast health is very critical for our overall health. And, you know, breast disease and cancer, over 240,000 women and men are diagnosed with breast cancer every week, and nobody is telling them about the epithelium renewal, the diffusion that they need to have, the microfridges that you know, the debris that needs to be, you know, need to be cleaned up. Nobody is telling you, because all you do, you have breast cancer, then they give you radiation, and that's about it. But what was the cause? What was the underlying cause? And that's what we do here, is to teach you that there are certain food you need to avoid and there are certain drinks you need to avoid, and, you know, so that you will have a healthy breast health. So I'm delighted to share that with you today, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, because health.
Oh, you're welcome, Ms. Anita. You're welcome.
So thank you
for
allowing me, and I'll be there next week, and hopefully we will be talking about the total truth about heartburn. How many people take drugs for heartburn? We have information for you. Heartburn. A lot of people take
the answer
for heartburn.
Acid and all these things, yes.
Acid and all acid reflux and all that stuff. So we will share that with you. And again, thank you for the opportunity, and assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, to everyone.
Well, assalam. Thank you so very much, Ms. Rita Taylor. Certified Symptometry Health and also has a master degree at the American School of Symptometry. Amazing. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir.
I see we have another hand raised.
It's always a pleasure.
Go right ahead. Say that again.
I said it's a pleasure.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Of teaching about health, and hopefully somebody will be able to use this information today that we share with
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good evening. Thank you. Sister Heidi, you have another question or comment?
No, I hung up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate you sharing with us today. We have another hand raised. We're going to go to that hand. 111-111. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam, Sister Amina. How you doing?
Yes, I just got back in town.
Oh, you just got back to ATL.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. I'm just going to tell us about your trip.
I want to tell you all, we need to spread the word. I've been spreading the word about symptometry to my family, my oldest son and my beautiful daughter-in-law. You know, and I saw my latest grandchild, and boy, oh boy, he has allergies already.
Yes.
That's what I was getting ready to say. The first word that came out of my mouth, enzyme. He needs an enzyme surplus.
Yeah,
oh my,
absolutely.
And you know, I'm not trying to metal or anything, but my daughter-in-law is she was having a little bit of a challenge breastfeeding the baby.
Yes.
So I've already been telling them about symptometry, but you know, my son is, you know, he's somewhat receptive, but then, you know, part of him is, you know, in other words, they're still going.
We understand.
What were you saying?
I said we understand how people can be a little doubtful.
Yeah, so, I I've been telling them about, you know, there's alternatives and there's ways to. One of her relatives came while I was there, and we both were talking about, you know, doing things naturally. She was adding cereal to the milk, and, you know, we were gently telling her to taper back a little bit, you know. You try to not be overbearing, because you know people get their you know the you don't want to hurt people's feelings. You know, everybody
absolutely
goes through their journey, and I have good relations with my family members. So you know, but you know, it just, and then when I was there, her father came to visit, because he lives in the city, in the New York City part, you know, him and her mother, and they were so happy I had come. Her mother was, she talked to me over the phone once she found out I was in town. She said, "Oh, I hope you stay longer." You know. So, you know, the father had, Betty's father had, he had had a shot for shingles. I was like,
oh my goodness.
These people need some Tapestry. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
All we have to do is ionize the chicken pop residue out of his blood. He would never have shingles.
Yes.
Yeah, he took that chicken pop.
He was cold because of that shot. He was cold because, you know, my daughter-in-law was telling her, "Why you got a jacket on?" Because he was cold, even though it was pleasant, you know, warm yesterday.
Exactly.
So we were in their backyard. You know, they were you know, planting vegetables. You know, they're doing a vegetable garden in their backyard. And I was subhanAllah. So I got to keep telling people
keep inviting them to check Syntometry out. Go to the website. They can go to the website and they can read that article. He can read that article, Why People Are Cold, Rhino's Disease. That's what they call it, Rhino's Disease. Why People Are Cold Sensitive. Yes.
He was cold because of the shot. He said, you know, he had a big old jacket on, and his daughter, because, you know, it was pleasant there yesterday, you know, warm, like springtime, you know.
Excellent.
So it was, you know, and then, we were talking briefly about, you know, health and all of that. One of her other cousins came, and come to find out, me and her are born in the same month of July.
Wow.
So we both were kind of gently just giving her some advice about, you know, the baby care and all of that.
Excellent.
So that, you know, that's also an opportunity for me to continue telling them about Symptometry, which I did. And my son,
and read the articles.
Yes. I told them, I gave them AMSOS.org again. Please consider, you know, there's a cure for everything, disease, every ailment, you know, just.
There are no incurable diseases, none.
Right. So, you know, I had a pleasant visit, but, you know, it just was a reminder of, you know, our health. Again, with the different family members, you know, I'll tell you that I have to keep reminding and mentioning and just, you know, just gently prodding everyone, you know, there are alternatives. We don't have to be sick. And one thing that kind of made me have a little bit of room for pause, you know, I'll call you about that, Brother Abdul Shaheed.
Yes,
it's something regarding my son. I won't say it over the air. I'll call you and tell you, you know, about that.
Good.
Something
good.
He mentioned to me.
Definitely helping.
Yeah, something he mentioned to me that he's going through with his, you know, gently with his health.
You can tell me in private. That'll be fine.
It has to do with those those fake shots that they were telling people to get. Now, and I want to make people aware that you still have these so-called health authorities who really are not health authorities resigning. Several of them are going before Congress, and that's Bill Gates and Fauci is now resigning because they finally pushed through all the censorship that they had out here in the public to where there was injuries. It has been injuries caused by those vaccines, even though they still have, with a straight face, telling the public it was no harm caused by the. It's really, you know, it's mind-boggling that these people, you know, they can continue to lie with a straight face, knowing that there's so many people were killed, injured, with those poison and you know, one thing I'm glad the truth is coming out, pushing through, regardless of how much they've tried to censor people, and they still are, they can't do it anymore because, you know, the some of the politicians that were not bought off. And that's another thing that people need to know. You know, some of the politicians that were not bought off, you know, they've brought them to task to before Congress, before the, not the medical boards, but the, you know, the health authorities that they claim that they work for, you know, and they've gone before, they've been sued, and there's even legal cases before the Supreme Court of where they've forcibly tried to get people fired, and some people were fired illegally for not taking
job.
That jab, and now they're coming back. They're able to come back to their respective jobs, but they still have that VAERS, that vaccine injury site, you know, it was only a small percent of people that actually were able to report because they blocked people from reporting, and there were thousands of people that got injured.
Exactly.
Some babies, so, you know, it's just, this was a major crisis of against humanity, that this pandemic. And people need to know
it's
that.
It's good that people are waking up. It is good that people are waking up.
I was going to say, now people are waking up. They're standing up. A lot of people are not going to take, you know, even if they've taken a second or a third shot, they're not taking any more. Some people have, you know, there's a lot of whistleblowers. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
And now even the mainstream media have been reporting that the vaccines cause injury, you know, but they still are trying to put in a disclaimer that, well, we didn't know, and they knew all along, you know, to protect their corporate bottom line and their profits and all of that. They want profits over people, and people need to realize that. The medical community, and there's whistleblowers that are talking about on Children's Health Defense site. They're one of the main ones that were warning people from the beginning that you know, they knew that people were dying because of those shots, but they still you know, put out this financial incentive to hospital heads, to all these corporate people, to a lot of people, you know, that were bullied into lying to the public. That's, I mean, we need to know this. as a public, because, you know, they're trying to plan another one. So we need to be on guard. We have to fight back, and people are fighting back.
Sister Amina, we teach people every day. We're teaching every day, every week on this program, that you have to be responsible for your own health, not someone else.
Yes.
You are the responsible party. You have to become knowledgeable. You have to come to understand the rules of health, how to live on this planet without catching a disease. We have everything we need inside of us to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
We have to know this.
Yes.
And those vaccines, a lot of them, they said this is experimentation. We're trying to save people's lives.
Yeah.
So it's experimentation. So they didn't do the usual things that they do to test them. So if you want to take one, you take it at your own risk. So people are set up for that. So that's what happened. So
and we need to know that there was a major financial incentive.
It's always about the money.
A lot
just
of people got
money.
Checked. Even churches, some masjids, and some synagogues, even got checked. So we need to know that there was a financial incentive to get people to take these shots. We need to know this because the public wasn't told this. The public was lied to, basically.
Well, they lie all the time, Sister Amina. That's my point.
Yeah.
They lie all the time.
They do.
They never told the truth.
Yes.
And they're not going to tell the truth. You have to become knowledgeable.
Yeah.
That's what we share in this program, knowledge, the truth.
Yes.
And people have nobody's coming to save us. I keep saying that.
Not even them.
They're not going to save us. They're not trying to save
us. That's true.
They keep doing the same thing over and over, and we keep
taking it.
And then as long as we keep taking it, we keep doing it. What are you going to do?
We
help those people who are willing to be helped, because that's the only one you can help.
That's
you can't
exactly
save somebody who's not trying to save themselves.
They don't want
to
be saved. And other thing, I'm going to hang up after this, but talk about or just kind of touch on the fact that, you know, people are still urging people to take – masks are not a protection. But you got people still telling people you should wear a mask. You should wear a mask. That's ridiculous. But anyway, I just wanted to say.
Okay, if they feel comfortable, they feel less stressed, then wear a mask.
Yes.
But we'll talk about it.
One report has said, you know, but yet you got all these people still smoking. And they're not, you know, it's just ridiculous.
And the women that wear masks, they're smoking too.
Exactly. So let me hang up. I just wanted to put that out there that the truth is coming through regardless of all the efforts to try to suppress it. Salaamu alaikum.
Alaykum as salaam. Brother and sister, we have another Centometry Health Coach on the line, certified Centometry Health Coach on the line with us. Miss Yvette, I think I got your mic open, Miss Yvette. And we have a hand raise, too. We're going to go to that hand raise, Miss Yvette, while you stick around.
Wonderful.
And continue to be
thank
with
you.
Us.
Hello,
thank
everyone.
You
so awesome, Mama Lagan.
Thank you for joining
thank
us.
You. Thank you for
and
having
got
me.
Job. Thank you. We have a guest, a caller, hand raise, 347-613. Your mic is open.
Yes.
347 613. Your mic is open. We can hear your background.
Maybe it was a mistake. I can hear background. Yeah.
Yeah. They probably forgot
maybe
that it
was
home.
A mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been. You're going to mute that mic. Could have been a mistake.
Yeah, maybe they'll call back.
It doesn't look like they're paying attention. They got their mind and things going on in the background. So how are you doing this afternoon, Missy Beth?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to be on your show to spread the word about good health and how we can maintain good health, how we can maintain good numbers on our test results when we go to the doctors and get lab work. I mean, I'm so happy to be here to share the word because, you know, people need to know knowledge. They need to know about their health. because we are so clueless. When we go to the doctor, we don't know what they're talking about. That's why we follow them, because we don't know what they're talking about. We think they're the smartest people on earth because we don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
So we put all of our faith and trust in doctors. You know, I'm following this guy on social media who has cancer at 25. 25.
Amazing.
He's fighting
cancer
at 25. And he's recording his journey on social media. His journey. So, you know, I would take that as, hey, you know, you want people to know so that maybe somebody can give you help, right? Help.
Right.
So what I do, you know, I put my little, you know, because I am also on, you know, Instagram, and I also put my little, you know, people who's sick and going through something, I go to their little message thing and put, you know, try symptometry. We're sales specialists, okay? We deal with the sales. We teach them how to self-correct, self-regulate. So
absolutely.
Why not try us? You know, I haven't got any hitbacks from it, but one day I will, because I'm out there trying to help people to understand that it's our sales that's in charge. We have to take care of them because they are in charge. And they are so smart. They're so smart. How are they so smart? They're so smart because if we eat a chemical, breathe a chemical, if somehow a chemical got in through our skin, our feet, our hands, a chemical, okay, got into our body. The cells are so smart, they will hurry up and grab it out and create bonds. So at that moment, it will not harm us. We can remain healthy at that moment. So these bonds are taking out all the poisons in our body, the chemicals in our body, all the things that cause us havoc. Sometimes they have to double because it's so many. Sometimes they have to triple the bombs because it's so many. Sometimes they got to quadruple the bombs because we eat so much stuff that the cells constantly have to create these bonds to keep the blood clean so we won't have problems. We won't have a certain symptom of passing out or have a certain heart attack or something like that. Our cells are so smart, they're constantly trying to keep us clean by keeping things out of our bodies. So they need our help. They need our help to eat scientifically, to live scientifically, so they won't have to do such the work, so they can do their job and keep producing body essentials, the brain essentials, so we can stay healthy. They shouldn't have to keep creating these bombs to keep taking them out of our blood.
That's right.
That's why they created the mind, okay? The cells created the mind too, you know. They created the mind to help them to make the right choices. But no, we are human beings.
We
see things. We think we know better. You know, our taste buds know better. That's nasty. I ain't going to eat that, okay? So I'm going to eat this because it tastes good. But how many chemicals is it putting in our blood?
Thousands.
How many bombs they got to create now? Now we got a double bomb of chemical because we ate chips, soda, cupcakes, cookies, and all the poisons that's in there. Okay?
Yeah.
So remember this. Anything that's mass-produced, you should not touch because it has a lot of chemicals in it. All these fast food places, McDonald's, are mass-produced. Everything that's mass-produced, I wouldn't touch it. All these salamis and bacon and all this stuff that's mass-produced, I would not touch it because all these machines and metals is stirring it all up and prepackaged and plastic and it's cookies. All that is mass-produced. All those are filled with chemicals. If you knew you were eating a cookie with chemicals, you wouldn't eat it. You wouldn't eat it. Even though it tastes good, you wouldn't eat it. If you will put that cookie under a machine and look at it, you'd be like,
a chromatographer
machine. Yeah. Yeah, you'd be like, nope. they recently put the ramen noodles under a chromatographic machine, and they think the worm coming out. And they said, oh, you still eat these ramen noodles? We still give our kids these ramen noodles? But you didn't put it under a microscope machine, did you?
Nope.
Because it's mass-produced. Anything that's mass-produced, everything in these stores are practically mass-produced, except vegetables.
Just about everything.
Just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful of the chemicals, even though our cells save us for the moment and create these bonds. But if these bonds keep getting built up to quadruple, triple, it's harder to break. Okay?
Yeah.
So we have to stay with some time to a little longer to get these particulates to keep applying thermal heat, thermal electricity, to break them up. Anything that has heat will break up and destroy. This is why we cook our food scientifically. This is why we
exactly.
know how to cook our meat scientifically, because we know how to destroy those worms. We know how to destroy those antibiotics, those chemicals, so we can have less chemical bonds in our body, less poison bonds in our body, so our cells don't have to work so hard. They can keep doing what they do to keep us healthy, right? We can leave them alone, let them do what they do.
Exactly.
Meanwhile,
we
set our minds. There we go. We set our minds to align with the needs of what they need. They need nutrients and they need resources. That's what they need. And this is what we provide for them with particulates and molecules. We just ask that you use your mind to make the right choices for your body, for yourself.
Yes.
Okay, we want to live in this body that we were born in as long as we can, because our Creator gave us a purpose. The purpose wasn't to leave
perfect
early
body.
In life. They created a perfect body with cells so smart that they can produce anything and everything that we need. We just give them the right nutrients and the right resources and stay away from a lot of poisons and chemicals that we don't have to be exposed to. Learn to cook your meat. Learn to soak your vegetables in the right solution so it can be safer to eat. Safer to eat. That's why I'm happy to share it today on your show, because, you know, we must know something to take care of our health. We got to know something.
Got to know.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share
excellent.
That.
Miss Yvette, that is excellent. Our cells are able to produce all kinds of enzymes to remove poison, to capture the poison, all kinds of enzymes. But just like you said, we have to help them make better decisions, better choices when it comes to our food, our beverages, and the air we breathe, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
All these toxic chemicals we expose ourselves to. That's why the person is sick.
Right.
We're not doing our
and it's
part.
Not just
We're not obeying
enzyme.
The rules. We're not producing enough enzyme. We denature the enzyme. We drink something, we eat something that denatures the enzyme, and then that's the problem. And our cell will stop dividing. As long as our cell can divide, we won't be sick. But as soon as our cell stop dividing, wherever part of the body the cell stop dividing, that's where the sickness is going to be.
That's where it's going to be.
Our cell must divide. Cannot
that's
stop
right.
dividing.
You can't. A person who wants to be healthy must produce enzymes to break all these bonds. We got to break them bonds with thermal heat. You can't go to the store and pick up enzymes. Those are dead enzymes.
It.
They don't have electricity. They don't have heat. They can't break up nothing. Oh, they may help you not to burp or something, but, you know, they may break down a few things, if that. Okay? Don't waste your money in going to the store thinking, you know, they got enzymes. Don't listen to these TV shows who's now talking about enzymes and cells because they read AMSOS.org.
Exactly.
They read these, and now they're trying to incorporate it in their products. But they got nothing. They can't hold a candle to symptometry. They can't.
Can't do it.
No matter what they do, no matter what they try, they can't. And I feel sorry for this little 25-year-old. Because they're putting chemo in his spine.
Mm,
spine.
Mm,
They're experimenting on him. That's all they're doing?
Yeah.
Right, on social media. Mm-hmm. And he has 69, 80, 100,000 followers following him on his journey to supposedly cure cancer.
Wow. They were never cured with chemotherapy.
Nope. If he gets to the point where they ring that bell, where they so-called say you cancer-free, people are ringing bells now, what you going to do when you get home? How is your life going to be if you ain't changed nothing?
Exactly.
You ain't changed the way
the
you ate. You ain't changed the way you drink, the way you smoke.
Exactly. The same thing.
And meanwhile, your body is still suffering from chemo. Even though they say you cure, guess what? You're still going home with medicine.
Well, the cancer
still
is still there. We know.
If you so-called cure, why I'm still taking medicine? There you go.
Exactly.
Why are you still taking medicine if I'm cured? Ask them that. Ask them. Oh, so
you never have a cure.
It won't come back.
Because as long as you didn't modify your diet and change what you're eating and exposing yourself to, the cancer did not go anywhere. And even though, you know, the cancer is not a death sentence, if you correct your mistakes, it's not a death sentence.
Right. No, we all live with cancer cells in our body. Yeah.
Exactly.
We all live with cancer cells in our body. But what we are doing, so the reason why it won't spread, is we're producing the cancer enzyme that keeps it at bay. Is it oxidase? That keeps cancer cells at bay.
No, we keep producing
all
oxidase.
Of us have cancer
don't
cells.
Nature, the
all
enzyme.
Of us are producing oxidase.
Yeah.
Right.
With that chemotherapy and radiation, all that stuff, will denature the enzyme, make them worthless.
Right.
Yeah,
and think about
do.
This. There you go. If you denature oxidase, that cancer is spreading. There's
exactly.
no more at bay. Spreading. You wonder, well, how did this happen? Especially a 25-year-old, how did this happen?
Yeah.
He may have ate something. He may have got exposed. And Coach Shaheed, guess what they got him doing? Soaking in a cold tub.
Soaking in cold water? Wow.
Yes. He takes cold baths.
Cold water will slow down everything. Carbon dioxide will slow down everything. He exposes himself to more carbon dioxide.
And it makes the cells coalesce. Yes.
Yes.
And it makes the cells stick together.
Yes.
You want it to divide, not stick together. That's what cold
absolutely.
Submersion does to you. I'm saying, oh, my God.
It's amazing.
And he's advertising it on social media, every step that they do, and just praising them.
Well,
but
I tell
I
you what.
If I didn't know what I knew, I'd go along with them. If I didn't know what I knew, that's why it's important to know.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
It's important to be knowledgeable. That is the most important thing, to be knowledgeable.
Yes, it is. It's stop putting poisons in your body so it won't denature the enzyme that's keeping cancer at bay. Let's stop doing that. Let's get the knowledge that we need. Get the knowledge.
So we can modify
keep
our diet.
Healthy. So you can modify. You don't have to change it completely. You just got to modify it. Take some things out, put some things in. That's what modify is. Take some things out, put some things in. Eat that instead of that. Do it this way instead of that way.
Exactly.
You should not have to be sick to heal.
You're right.
Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. You should not have to be sick to heal. You should not have to have a side effect to heal. You have a side effect. The cells are rejecting it. It's rejecting that poison. Creating too many bombs. It's overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
Because
there's
too much poison
energy.
Coming in the body at one time.
Yeah,
too
negative
much negative energy.
Energy
at one time.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder we're going crazy. Our mind is everywhere. We have to
That's
learn
what happened.
Which foods to eat, what chemicals to stay away from. Especially the ones that we put on our skin thinking we're making it healthier. Leave your skin alone. Exactly. If you actually
didn't know what to do,
put some Vaseline on it. Yeah, Vaseline has carbon 9 in it. Good for your skin. You don't need all them Dove and all this other stuff. Let your skin breathe. If you know you're going to be home that day, don't put nothing on your skin. If you're going out, only put Vaseline on the ashy parts, the inside of your elbow, the outside of your elbow, top of the knees, under your knees, maybe the legs down by the ankles and the feet and the heels. Put Vaseline right there and the rest leave it alone. Let it breathe. Let it get some air. Don't coat it with stuff, with what is it, what they put, cocoa butter, coconut oil.
And coconut oil, coconut butter.
Your skin with that, you're going to come up
nothing
with rashes
but saturated
later.
Fat. Saturated fat.
Yes, that's getting to your liver, your kidneys. People got fatty kidneys, fatty liver.
Mm-hmm.
Cysts on the kidneys, cysts on the liver. That's nothing but saturated fat.
That's all
nothing
it
but
is.
Saturated fat. When you have cyst liver and cyst kidneys, it's saturated fat. But who can dissolve that? Not them. Oh, they want surgery. No,
exactly.
Come get a particulate with thermal heat and thermal energy to bust it open so it can dissolve. So hopefully
amazing.
You guys have learned something from our show today and, you know, think about it tonight when you're eating, you know. What can I do better for myself and my body? Because I don't want to be subject to pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of my life. They're good for emergency purposes, and then let it go. Take some Tomatry
out
there.
You can't live off of them.
We're not supposed to live with poisons our bodies, ourselves, every single day. We don't have to do that to heal. We got another way to heal now, ladies and gentlemen. We have another way. Why not take heed to that? It's not much out your pocket, not much you're going to go spend on beer and cigarettes every day.
And wasting your money anyway, yeah.
Right.
Well, you're never
going
to be
$100?
Happy.
What's $200? Nothing compared to your health. I'll give $200 up quick.
I know I would.
Quick.
Every month.
If I don't have to have a side effect and heal. If I don't have to have a side effect and heal, you can have that $200. It's going to come back double fold because I'm healthy. Now, it's gonna come
now
back
you
double
can think
fold.
Better, make better decisions.
There you go. Because you're well
you
now. You're healing.
Creative. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to keep the blood clean to move at the speed of light. The cells are doing it.
Absolutely.
By creating these bonds. So we need to help them. That's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Thank
yeah,
you
we gave ourselves a little bit of help. They'll be enough. They'll do the rest. If we just give them a little bit of help. Just help them a little bit.
Just a little.
That's all it takes.
Just a little.
Mm-hmm.
So they can help heal. So they can heal you.
Yeah.
They'll reverse any abnormality in the cells. And that's all
any
sickness is. The cells are sick. The cells are sick. That's what sickness is. The cells are sick. The cells are not getting what they need. They're blocked. They're not reproducing.
Most
they're not
of the
dividing.
Time, Beck, most of the time, they're congested with what we're eating.
Exactly. Exactly. And we can eat the healthiest foods and still be congested, but guess what? It's salt congestion. It's something that can be ionized.
Salt. They can remove that. They can remove
it can be removed, that. Exactly.
They can produce those things. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions or anything that I've said today, if you have any questions, please raise it now. We got like, what, 5 minutes?
We have about 5 minutes left in the program.
If you have
a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic in about 5 minutes. And within the next couple of minutes, I guess we'll start closing out, and we certainly appreciate you for joining us today, and we've shared a lot of information. Ms. Vida talked about the health of the breath and the epithelium.
Wonderful.
And, you know, that's 9 epithelium that's in the human body, and we just talked about the one that's in the breath. And if we keep those epithelium healthy and they keep renewing every 2 weeks or so, every one or 2 weeks. We never have a problem with our breath. We never have breast cancer, mm-hmm. any of those things. No tumor, no nothing.
I take that. I take epithelium renewal, particularly.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah.
And you won't have to worry about these things.
I have to. I have to because the body needs maintenance, you guys. It needs and ladies and gentlemen,
and
it needs
maintenance. That's the key to prevention.
Maintenance.
If we do the maintenance and upkeep, we won't have to worry about
it. You can't just eat anything and expect to be healthy. That's right. That's right. We have to do maintenance.
And the human body is high maintenance. We have to do what we have to do if we want to be healthy. Because planet Earth is very toxic. Predatory. Mm-hmm.
Predatory.
But we're created to live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No other place.
Our cells knew that we had to live on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So they made it us. They made our body to survive on planet Earth. But we're not supposed to be sick.
Not supposed to be sick.
But our minds that the cells created detoured what they needed because we're influenced by others.
Yes.
Social media, from television, from doctors.
Who want
we're
money
influenced,
out of them.
But it is embedded in our intelligence that we were created with to remain healthy. But we have to be taught. We can't just, you know, we got to get it pulled out of us. And once you get that, once you realize that, then there's no other riches in the world.
I know that's right. So, brother and sister, we certainly enjoyed you joining us today. We hope we share information that you can begin to use today. You don't have to wait. You can start applying it today. Please go to the website of the American School of Symptometry, not-for-profit. And, of course, that website is amsos.org, amsos.org. So many articles posted there now, so many articles. And many of them relate to condition that people have. You can read them to understand what happened and what must be done to reverse those conditions, how to prevent those different conditions from taking place in your body. Took place in somebody else. They don't have to take place in you. You can do what's necessary to prevent them. Most diseases are preventable. You don't have to even deal with it. You don't have to worry about trying to cure something if you can prevent it from happening. So please go to the American School of Symptometry website, amsos.org. And brothers and sisters, if you have a need for a health course, just give us a call at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-E-E-D. We also have a program every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, The Science of Your Health and Your Wealth. All you have to do is call into the number 714-816-4673. No passcode is needed. And every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, we have this program called Morning Tylene, the Learning Circle, Morning Tylene. Please join us by dialing into 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound. There's a program coming up right after our program. Please do not go anywhere at all. Stay tuned to Maya Ali Kuliha. And the host is Imam Abdul Aziz from Masjid Atom, the Center for Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. Their motto is together, we're together under any and all circumstances. Please stay tuned to his program. Brother and sister, we have enjoyed sharing information with you today here on Optimal Health on AM360. We thank you for joining us. Please come back next week, same time, same station, and bring someone with you. We thank you so very much. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Yvette, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Alaykum assalam.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
and that just keep the meeting flowing from that point. So this is Abdul Karim Muhammad, and then the next person can introduce themselves, and so we'll know who's on the Zoom meeting conference call. Next.
Dr. Nerd in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Doc, how you doing?
Very well. With Ashley of Plainfield, New Jersey.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, you know.
Wally Shaheed, Memphis, Tennessee.
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
Abdulaziz, New York City.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, Allahu Akbar.
Rahi Adin Sharif, Newark, New Jersey.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with Plainfield, New Jersey, Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Only Alameen, Master Muhammad, Newark.
Alhamdulillah.
Anita Dewan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Alhamdulillah.
Aisha Mustafa.
Alhamdulillah.
Michael Sahir, Indianapolis, Indiana.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
We praise God, and we witness that He is one and cares about all of us,
all people, all nations, all the worlds. And we witness that the final revelation, the Quran, is revealed to Muhammad, and he's a messenger to all the people of earth, and he's a mercy to all people and a mercy to all the worlds. We appreciate this opportunity to address the radio audience and to be here on this first Sunday of the year and this first day of the year, and I wish all of you all a happy new year and a very prosperous new year. We hope that the year we are in now will be better than the year that just went out. And I believe it will be for all of us. We're addressing the need for reform. The future that we are facing is going to bring about more demand for reform, more support for reform. Reform for public education in the United States of America, but also reform for almost everything that we have been supported by. Everything almost that we have been supported by. This is a new world we're living in. It's a new time and a new world. The world was once having one-sidedness, just seeing one way, and was not respecting the whole people or the whole population of this planet Earth. It was moving very selfishly in the direction of what it wanted and ignoring justice. Before 1945, the world had no, quote, institution, end quote, or legal organization whereby a nation threatened by another nation could take its complaints and be heard. A Catholic peace-building movement publishes a magazine titled Living City. One of this featured article says, after 60 years, the United Nations will be facing a demand for more serious reform. Public education in the United States, the natural environment, respecting the natural environment for the good of the environment itself, but also to save human life on this planet. Shrinking fuel supplies, poverty and starvation are all on the world scene and on the agenda of conscious nations. At home in our big and small cities, reform is becoming the more pressing issue. Feeling and perception also needs reforming. How we feel about things and how we perceive or understand things. Communities must support efforts to reform popular thinking and attitudes. Emotions are too high. Human intelligence will be approached in the future more directly. People will be demanded to use their brains more and respect intelligence and respect intelligent behavior. As the world tries to keep its old habit of dancing and singing troubles away, the world gets more messy. Morals become more confused and human abuses more horrifying. Think of human bodies as a human body. Think of the human body that it is a vehicle, you know, like an automobile a truck or whatever, a motor vehicle. Think of the human body as a motor vehicle. Now, I know when I was young, I wanted to drive, long before I was of age to drive. I used to ride in the car with senior or older brothers in the temple who had cars. They called temple back then, the place of worship. And I'd sit there and I'd be imagining myself under the wheel. And my father, sometimes, occasionally, he would try to take us in his car, and I was there imagining myself under the wheel. I got the opportunity to drive a truck long before I was of age. This brother asked me, I was about 14 years old, he said, would you like to go with me and make some extra money? I said, yes. So I went with him. He had a nice truck, like maybe a two-ton truck. That's the way I remember it. I think looking at it with my eyes now, I think it's probably about 2.5 tons maybe. And he would load it, overload it, with what we call junk. And he would take the junk to the junkyard. And he would sell glass, he'd sell metal he'd pick up. And he would pick up a lot of paper and cardboard. He would sell that and rags, old rags. And once we were driving along, I think it was 43rd Street, and he said, would you like to try it? I said, yes. So he pulled over and stopped, and I got under the wheel. And believe me, I drove well the first time under the wheel, because I had been driving all the time, imagining myself in the driver's seat all the time. So it wasn't difficult. I just followed what I was observing. I did the same thing, and I had to get used to everything. But I even measured spaces, you know. While the other driver was driving, I would imagine the space he could get through and the spaces he could not get through. So I drove that truck. And seeing all these vehicles now on the road, and some of the people that's in them, they passed, they got their license. But really, they shouldn't be behind the wheel. Some of them look like they're trying to hit me, and I'm dodging them. It looks like they're trying to follow me to hit me. I don't know. This is really an unconscious world, a world that's got a spirit controlling it. Most of the people are controlled by a spirit that's not intelligent. It's not the spirit that came from good parents. It's not the spirit that came from good teaching, education. No, it's not the spirit that comes from the individual's good thinking. It's another spirit. And that spirit is really causing us a lot. So we're going to have to reform our spirit. We have to reform our spirit. And we can reform our spirit. All you have to do is reform the way you think. Reform the way you think and everything will change for the better. As the Bible says, and as the philosopher said before the Bible had it, a philosopher said, as a man thinketh, so is he. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the Quran says, think, for surely thinking will profit you. Yes, think. And W.E.B. Du Bois says, that our political leader, and well, really, he started the NAACP. He was the one to start what we call now the NAACP. He said, our people will progress in the measure that we are willing to teach our children to think. Yes, think! I remember parents correcting us. You better use your head. You better think. Yeah, they would insist that we think. Behavior without thought is blind behavior. And a lot of good habit is acceptable, but crazy habit is not. Imagine now, your car or a truck, a motor vehicle, and you're going down the street, flying down the street at the speed limit or above, you have no brakes. Your steering doesn't work. You grab the wheel and it doesn't work. It won't turn your left or right. No brakes and no steering. You wouldn't drive a vehicle like that. But many of us live like that. No brakes. No steering. In fact, when we see the danger, instead of turning left to get out of the way of it, we persist in just going headlong the same way. So we are having a spirit and a behavior that's reckless, at-risk behavior, terribly at-risk behavior. We need to reform it, and we got to reform it. We don't have homes anymore, the majority of us, that represent intelligent guidance for us. And it's not because it's not wanted in those homes. It's because the world scene, and for most of us, I'm speaking of right now, in these towns and cities that I mentioned earlier, the world scene is a street scene. The behavior in the streets, the attitudes in the streets, the things that attract your attention, you who are in the streets, the songs you listen to, the music you like, the movies you like. And by the way, we need to reform our mind so that our minds will come up from being so low down. It's a shame that I can't find hardly a decent movie in some of these African Americans' neighborhoods, some of the black neighborhoods. I can't find a decent movie. And I got really fed up, and I was getting a little angry. I said, I'm going to approach the management. And something told me, no, don't bother the management. The management is only showing what they will support. And I recall watching a nice movie on the weekend. Nice movie. Hardly nobody there watching it but me and my little son, my son, and maybe two or three other people. And I recall being alone just with my son and whoever was with us. Sometimes I have someone else with us. Now my wife is with us when we go half the time that we go. She's not a habitual movie goer like we are. My son and I, we don't know anything to do. When we get off of work, we say, oh, a movie. A restaurant and a movie. That's it. So we're watching this movie and it comes to my mind, ain't nobody here. And after it happened several times that we are watching a nice, great, high class movie, nobody there but us, then it registered on my mind. Our people don't support movies like this. The average one in these African American neighborhoods, they don't support class. They don't support culture. They don't support quality. All they want to see is violence and sex. Violence and sex. They get the big crowds, the movies that have a lot of violence and a lot of sex. They get the big crowds. They're decent movies that will feed your mind and help you get your life straight or help you keep your life straight. Nobody wants to see those. So I've given up really appealing to those people of minds like that, whether young or old, whether it's our youngsters, our teenagers, or old. My address to you on this day and every day I speak every first Sunday of live broadcast, of the radio broadcast, my interest is reaching those who care about life, not those who have given up on it, those who care about life, because they can't help themselves and they can't help you. If they could help themselves, they wouldn't be in that condition. And if we could help them, they'd be here listening to us. They have no interest in what we are saying. They have no less interest in anything but what got them, what's holding them. Vulgarity, violence, love for vulgarity and love for crime. Crime. That's a crime to treat yourself that way. It's a crime to treat your life the way you treat your life. And we want the conscious ones that are in our hearing range, in the radio audience and here at this facility, we want the conscious ones to register more the hurt on society, the hurt on human life. Think about it more and register it more so you will do more about it.
Yes.
They can't help themselves. Spiritually, they're dead. Morally, they're dead.
Right.
So how can you raise the dead if they insist upon living in the graveyard? In the big cities, they make more and more room for you. If you want to live in the graveyard, they'll turn over some more land to you to increase the area for the dead. Oh, yeah. They ain't running out of no space when it comes to accommodating the dead. You want to die and go 6 feet under? They're ready for you. Got plenty of land. More. If your graveyard in your area is filling up, they got plenty of land available. They'll accommodate you if you want to go down in the grave. The grave of moral decay. Moral rot. We have to reform the behavior. We can save those who are conscious. If the best help that a conscious person needs and the help that helps them the most is just to know that there's somebody else conscious. And we want you out there in the radio audience that are conscious, still alive morally, still respect things of importance, still care about human life and human suffering. We want you to know that we are alive with you, and we want us all to be together.
Right,
let us be together, one spirit. God has made us one spirit.
Yes.
And God has made us one life.
Yes.
Human life and human spirit. And if you are in human life and like to remain human, you have human spirit. So we are one and the same. And I'm thankful to God, as we say, thankful to Allah. Yes. Muslims say thankful to Allah that we still have conscious people.
That's right.
On this earth.
All right, bro.
Who will not give in to the pressure to go 6 feet under.
Yes. All right, bro.
And there are plenty of pressure out there to go 6 feet under.
Right.
Plenty of it. Not much help to keep your life in a good condition, but a lot of help if you want to destroy your life. you know, I was thinking on the subject of reform, and an old song, words from an old song came to my mind. It goes like this. I'm going to change the way I walk. I'm going to change the way I talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes, I said to myself, whoever wrote that song, it put something together. Because walking and talking are developments that come almost at the same time in the life of human beings.
Right.
Walking and talking. Mm-hmm. You, the child that's walking, can talk a little bit too. And if they're talking, they usually he's walking too. So walking and talking like twins, you know, in the developmental progress of human life. They come around the same time, walking and talking. And this world, with its bad influences, when I say this world, I mean the corrupt world, the unconscious world, or I should say maybe the satanic world, that not out to help human life, but out just to exploit human life, to profit, to make money at the risk of human life. That world reaches us with its influences, and it changes the way we think. First, it changes the way we think. Then it changes the way we feel.
That's right.
Because if the way you think changes, then you're open to feel differently too.
That's right.
So it changes first the way we think, then it changes the way we feel, then it changes the way we behave.
Yes.
And when the thinking changes, it's expressed in the language. The talk changes. And you know, this, I don't know how this world managed to be so quick. I know I read in the Bible that says one beast has eyes all over him. And I took that to mean spies. That bad society beast has spies everywhere. And mix among them and let me know what's happening, what the mood changes are. Let me know what the trends are or what you see developing. So they'll find a youngster. They'll find a youngster walking down the street, and he has went off from the norm. He's left the old behavior, and he's indicating that he got another spirit in him and a different behavior. He'd be wearing his clothes hanging off his butt. And he'd say, okay, there are a lot of them out there like him, or they're ready to be like him. Let's put him on TV.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
And we're gonna sell a lot of baggy clothes hanging off the butt.
That's right. That's it.
Now, why am I saying this to you out there? Because I believe there's some good conscious ones out there that's going around with your clothes hanging off your butt.
That's right.
That tells the world that cares nothing about human life, cares more about money than anything, that tells that commercial mind in the world that you are one of them. Or you are one of their customers. Potential or buying already. So let us be conscious and let us fight the world that takes us down and support the world that lifts life up. That's what we have to do. And this is an effort to reform the way you think. And as I said, if we can reform the way you think, I should say we think, we can reform the way we behave. Because your thinking, your behavior doesn't change until your thinking changes. I'm sure you recall being at home with your parents and some child, member of the family, sometimes a distant one, a close one, or outsider may be in the house. Because our parents, some of them, they don't care who's in the house. If you behave in an unconscious way, if you display ignorance and vulgar behavior, they'll correct you. They don't care who you are.
Right.
They say, hey, this is my house.
Right.
And they're correct. So they would see someone behaving that way, and they would say, what's gotten into your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they would say?
Yes,
what's gotten into your mind?
Right.
Now, they weren't no psychologists, but they knew, common sense told them, if you're behaving differently, something has gotten into your mind. So a lot of us, we think, oh, I know they're bad, but you got to love them. Love them. Come on, honey. I love you anyway, honey. Come on, give me a hug. You should be giving the right cross. Right cross. Muhammad Ali, or whoever the popular fighter is now, a right cross, knock them flat on their back. And that'll be love. But saying, come and give me a hug, that's saying, I like you just as you are. You don't have to change for me. You ain't bothering me with your bad behavior. I like you just as you are. No, we don't. That's not like, that's not love. That's abuse. You're abusing them with that kind of treatment. Yes. And, you know, if you're conscious, you benefit from everything good. And when you're unconscious, morally, spiritually, when you're unconscious, you are susceptible, you are vulnerable, you're open to everything bad. You lose everything. So we are a people who value human life. Your bad behavior hurts our feelings. The way you treat yourselves pains us right in our hearts. But we are not going to go to the grave with you.
There it is. Right.
We're going to work with the best of us.
All right,
and hope that one day our influence in our areas where we live, in our neighborhoods, will be bigger than the influence of those who don't care about anything but money. Or will push everything, every other important issue off the desk if it hurts their money. They just want to keep the money coming, keep the money coming big. And they are responsible for all the misery we are seeing now. Not only in the streets, but in our homes. They are responsible. This much damage could not be done to us if it was not for television. Television now brings what's happening from all over the world right into your living room. And you can't be there all the time. You don't know what your children's watching and what they're not watching. So you got corruption having free access, free entry. And that's bad. And what are you going to do? You can't go crazy. I know I won't. I insist upon being sane and reasonable. You can't go crazy and say, hey, I'll beat you to death if you keep watching that. No, you can't do that. So they insist that they're going to watch that stuff, and they're teenagers, they're going to school. You can't beat them to death. You can just keep talking to them and try to reason with them. That's all you can do. And some of us, we do that, and we lose them. They go out of our house. Pretty soon they don't want to stay with us because we irritate them.
Yeah, that's right.
So they want to stay with somebody else. So they leave us and go stay with somebody else.
Right.
And pretty soon we find out that they have left the life, the good life.
That's right.
And they have joined those who waste life,
right.
Destroy life. But we only can do our best and have faith that eventually good wins out. Eventually, God takes over.
Yes.
We can only go so far with Satan. And after a while, God will say, I will take charge of this matter. And then God brings his judgment. And the whole world begins to change.
There it is.
People on high that tolerated their abuse of freedom. Freedom to make money at any cost. Freedom to take over the culture.
Yeah.
And make it nothing but a culture for dollars. A culture to produce dollars. Yes? That's almost what our culture is now in the streets.
Right.
And on television. It's a culture to produce dollars. But there come a time eventually that the high ups in government, the high ups in church life, and for us, religion, our Muslim life, the high up get fed up too. God put in them the spirit. Say, hey, this has gone too far.
That's right. All right.
It has to be checked. So high up in religion, in Christianity, I mean world Christianity, Christianity not just here in America, Christianity in Europe, Christianity everywhere, the high ups, they meet and they say, hey, something got to be done about this. It's got to be checked. It's gone too far. And they express themselves in high ups in government, hear of their concern. And those that have the same fear and the same concern in high places in government, they meet with those of the religious establishment.
Right.
Now, I'm talking as though this is something that could happen.
Yeah, come on. Right.
Or something that has happened.
Yes.
But really, what I'm viewing in my mind right now is what's happening at this particular time.
All right, yes, sir. All right,
so don't think that everything is lost. No. We have people in high government positions and people in high religious positions, church positions, mosque positions, synagogue positions. We have people in high places with influence and with money.
That's right.
And power.
Yes.
We have people who have looked at this ugly scene, this ugly life scene, and the public just going to the graveyard.
Yeah, right.
And they've said, let them go on their own. But we have to stop those who are profiting on their bad behavior.
That's right.
So privileges that have been given, immoral money makers is being taken away from them.
Right.
And it won't be long. I think you can see the sign of it in the movie theaters now.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting movies that's coming out that's addressing moral issues.
Yes.
More movies are coming out now that address moral issues. More movies that are coming out now that address the forces of good and evil. How they are in conflict and in battle with each other.
Yes.
More movies are coming out. That tells us that the influence of those persons or people in high places are reaching even the industry, the movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see it much or hear it much in the record business. Recording industry for records and songs and stuff like that, music. We don't see it much, but it's there. It's coming. It's growing there, too. And pretty soon, the rapper, you know we have good rappers? There are good rappers. There are plenty of good rappers. But you don't see that. They didn't see them in that period. They're still on us, but it's going away. It's a thing of the past. That spirit when the vulgar guy is welcome.
Right.
The nasty mouth guy is welcome.
Right, right.
And the clean mouth guy, we don't want you.
Right.
There's nothing for you to do.
Yeah.
Why don't you go back and get it together again?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Nothing for him. And he really got was helps. He got medicine and healing and sweet stuff and good stuff.
Yes.
And the other guy got poison.
Yes.
Hmm? That's all he got, poison, drugs, in the form of music and song. That's what he got. The time is changing. It's time for reform. Now, you who are Muslims in the audience, and remember the days of the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and there are many of you who never became Muslims, but you appreciate it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's work for the black people.
Yes. Right.
Or for the African Americans. Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, If I would describe him in just one statement, I would say he was a man who wanted to dignify the life of his people. And that kind of work, when you look at the whole life and you want to make it more respectful, more respectable, and more respectful, you are looking at it with the eyes of a reformer. You want to reform the life. You remember Carter G. Woodson?
Yes, sir.
We celebrate him every February, Black History Month.
That's right.
He wrote a book challenging us to take on the responsibility ourselves for educating our children.
Right.
And he said, if he took the position that the way we were being educated by the public system was really miseducation. Miseducation. And he was correct. It has changed a lot since his time. A lot. In fact, it's completely new scene. It's not the same scene that Carter G. Woodson was looking at. But it still has a long ways to go yet. It still needs more reforming. And I'm not saying this, it's the educators and the conscious teachers and also higher education and the institutions of higher education. They are saying it also, that we have to reform our system of education.
Right.
The textbooks. They still need more corrections and reforming. We need to form the way they are composed or the way the writers perceive knowledge and education.
Mm-hmm.
So the time is here, and it's going to bring about a good change for the better.
Yes.
And I'm optimistic. I see a good future coming. I think the sickness has reached its course. And a healing time is here. Yes, the healing time is here. And life is going to be beautiful. Also, I want to say to the young people here in the audience that we have to reform the way we see old people.
Yes.
You know, human progress on this earth has been made more and better because the old folks deposited what they had of value from their learning and experiences into the ears and heads of the young. And during that period of time, behind us, a long ways behind us, some of us still do it, but very few. During that period of time, youngsters didn't look at old people and say, oh, I have nothing to do with them, and they have nothing to do with me. No. They felt a strong bond. Child and adult. A strong bond. They felt a dependency.
Right.
And even the rebellious ones, those that were of bad behavior, they had some respect for elders,
right.
Some respect for senior citizens, some respect for old folks. But all that was destroyed too with this new popular culture that took over. Yes? All that was lost. Also, adults, you have to reform the way you see the young people. I hear them saying, oh, well, you know, They just young. And they don't add, and they don't know. You stop doing that. But I remember the time when you said, oh, they just young, they don't know. They have learned so much, you don't say they don't know anymore. You know, they know more than the average one of us, that's for sure. Especially about this world and life out there. Yes. But we have to change the way we look. We have to change and reform. Change, reform, same. We have to reform the way we look at the youngsters. We shouldn't look at them and say, oh, they're young, and they're just kind of caught up in that young life, and I hope they survive it, you know. You can't look at them like that. You got to look at them and say, if all of them go bad, we all are going to become extinct.
That's it. All right.
Because our future is in our children. And the good life and good spirit that God put in human life, human nature, had us wanting to deposit the best of ourselves as we see ourselves getting more and more away from the energetic life, getting near to retirement. An urge came over us to share with our children, with the young, what we got so that they will have more to work with for their future. So we have to start looking at them like that again. We have to look at our children, our grandchildren. The Imam Daniel Kareem, Rafa, I'm sorry, he mentioned that I'm a grandfather. Rafa, I'm a great-grandfather. I got great-grandchildren. Yeah. And you see how it's supposed to go, Rafa? See, you have a father, then you have a grandfather. And then you have great-grandfather.
That's right.
See, it's supposed to get improved. Huh?
Yes, sir.
as the family line grows, you're supposed to be achieving more.
Yes,
so now he produced me. He's a father.
Right.
Now he produced me, and I produced a child from him,
right.
from his line.
That's right.
Now he's a grandfather.
Yeah.
Grand.
Yeah.
They try to make me feel uncomfortable. Say, hey, are you his grandfather? Talking about my young son. He's my son. Are you his grandfather, aren't you? I say, yes, I'm his grandfather, and he's my grandson. Now, it's something when you become a great-granddaddy. Not only grand, you're great. So, appreciating life, that's where it all starts. Man, when God made him on this earth, he thought about himself and he thought about the world all about him, and he realized that there was more in the world than he could possibly use. There was just too much out there for him. He didn't have an appetite to use everything out there. So it made him wonder, why have I been put in a world like this to think and understand and be free to benefit from all of this beauty and all of this wealth and goods that's out here? And he started to reflect, and he came up with the idea that couldn't have happened unless somebody was over it and cared about life.
Yes.
God.
Yes. All right.
God. And we know that the ancient and those of medieval times and those around us here right now, those conscious people and teachers in religion, they say the first bond you should have is with God. And they say never break that bond.
Yes.
Form a tie, a relationship with God.
Yes.
And never break it.
Yes. Right.
That's the key to survival and good life on this planet Earth. So they told us that, and some of us, we don't want to hear anything. I was speaking once, and a young lady, she's not young anymore, but she was young then, she said, "Will you stop talking? I don't want to think. I don't want to think."